I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Biden administration appears to be trying to clear up any confusion about where the United States and NATO allies stand on a potential Russian invasion of Ukraine. We get more from AP's Sagar Magani.
President Biden's been heavily criticized for saying yesterday the response would depend on what Russia does.
It's one thing if it's a minor incursion and then we end up having to fight about what to do and not do, etc.
That worried both Ukraine and NATO members. In Germany, Secretary of State Antony Blinken went to great pains in saying if any Russian military forces move into Ukraine and commit new aggression,
that will be met with a swift, severe united response.
Blinken will meet tomorrow with his Russian counterpart, but says not to expect any quick resolution to what he describes as a moment of great urgency for the world. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russia and China have blocked the UN Security Council from imposing sanctions on five North Korean officials in response to Pyongyang's recent ballistic missile tests. The United States, which sought to impose penalties over their roles in the country's missile program, said failure to approve the sanctions gave North Korea a blank check. The U.S. also failed to get the council to approve a brief press statement at an emergency council meeting Thursday, recalling that such launches violate council resolutions and strongly urging Pyongyang to comply with its council obligations and engage in dialogue. Diplomats said that China opposed a statement. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose to the highest level in 3 months as the fast-spreading Omicron variant disrupted the job market. Jobless claims rose for the third straight week by 55,000 to 286,000, the highest since mid-October, according to the Labor Department. This is VOA News. A massive explosion in western Ghana has killed an unknown number of people and flattened buildings after a truck carrying explosives to a gold mine collided with a motorcycle. Video posted from the scene showed a large smoldering blast site with buildings reduced to rubble and twisted metal. The deputy director of the National Disaster Management Organization said 500 buildings had been destroyed. Ghana's president tweeted that it was a truly tragic incident, and I extend on behalf of the government deep condolences to the families of the deceased. The explosion in Apiata occurred when a motorcycle went under a truck owned by a company called Maxim that was carrying explosives en route to the Chirano gold mine. Austria's parliament voted Thursday to introduce a COVID-19 vaccine mandate for adults beginning February 1st, the first of its kind in Europe, with maximum potential fines of up to $4,000 for people who don't comply after a series of reminders. Lawmakers voted 137 to 33 in favor of the measure, which will apply to all residents of Austria age 18 and over. Exemptions are made for pregnant women, people who for medical reasons can't be vaccinated, or who have recovered from the coronavirus in the previous 6 months. Officials say the mandate is necessary because vaccination rates remain too low in the small Alpine country. A jury has been selected for the trial of officers charged in George Floyd's killing. AP's Mike Gracia has details.
A jury of 18 people, including six alternates, has been selected for the federal trial of three Minneapolis police officers facing charges in the killing of George Floyd on May 25th, 2020. Jury selection took just 1 day. Jay King, Thomas Lane, and Tu Tao are broadly charged with depriving Floyd of his civil rights while acting under government authority, as fellow officer Derek Chauvin used his knee to pin the handcuffed Floyd face down for 9.5 minutes. King knelt on Floyd's back and Lane held down Floyd's legs. Tao kept bystanders from intervening. Chauvin was convicted on state murder charges. U.S. District Judge Paul Magnuson said he expects the trial will last 4 weeks. I'm Mike Gracia.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrials down 0.89%, the S&P 500 falling 1.1%, and the NASDAQ dropping by 1.3%. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.